Naved Trump, 14336 Alpha, Engineering Aid Advanced. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 13, Soil Stabilization. 1. How many general methods of soil stabilization are there? 2. Which method of soil stabilization is accomplished by mixing or blending soils of two or more classifications or gradations to obtain a material meeting required specifications? Mechanical. 3. Which method of soil stabilization refers to adding a manufactured product to the existing soil that will improve the properties of the layer? Additive. 4. Stabilization by cementing action involves the addition of chemical agents to the soil to produce a hardened product. There are three main stabilizing agents, and the method of each treatment bears the name of the agents: soil cement, soil lime, and what else? Lime fly ash. 5. What reacts with many medium, moderately fine, and fine-grained soils, with the resultant soil exhibiting decreased plasticity, increased workability, reduced swell, and increased strength? Lime. 6. Cement is an effective stabilizer for a wide range of materials. However, the soil should have a PI less than 30, and for coarse-grained soils, the amount passing through the number 4 sieve should be greater than what percent? 45. 7. Most bituminous soil stabilization is performed with asphalt cement, cutback asphalt, and asphalt emulsion. Soils for this method of stabilization need to contain less than 30% passing the number 200 sieve and have a PI less than what? 10. 8. In general, there are how many types of soil and cement mixtures? 3. 9. The three basic materials needed to produce soil cement are soil, Portland cement, and what else? Water. 10. Types 1, normal, and which other type of Portland cements are the most commonly used cements? IA, India Alpha. 11. Sandy and gravelly soils, with about what percent silt and clay combined, have the most favorable characteristics and generally require the least amount of cement for adequate hardening. 10 to 35. 12. Laboratory tests determine how many fundamental control factors for soil cement. 3. 13. Which publication provides instructions on sampling methods and procedures? NAVFAC, Mike Oscar, 330. 14. Which test determines the OMC and the maximum density for molding laboratory specimens, which translates in the field to determine the quantity of water to be added and the density to which the soil cement mixture should be compacted? Moisture density. 15. Which test determines the cement content for soil cement mixtures used in non-frost areas? Wet dry. 16. Which test determines the cement content for soil cement mixtures used in areas subject to frost action due to repeated freezing and thawing? Freeze thaw. 17. What provides guidance for the standard test method for unconfined compressive strength of cohesive soil? ASTM Delta 2166. 18. What is a process that mixes a controlled amount of bituminous material with an existing soil or aggregate material to form a stable base or wearing surface? Bituminous soil stabilization. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.